Let's take our Bibles and turn back to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. I'm continuing in the Sermon on the Mount. The Lord is coming now to a blessed revelation of His people. Well, of course, all His revelations are blessed of His people. Last time we looked at verse 13. He said, "You're the salt of the earth." Well, today, I'd like to look at verses 14 to 16 for a moment. He said, "You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, when we turn on a light switch, immediately, if everything's working, the light bulb illuminates and we're able to see. We're able to see that which was previously dark. And we say we have light. And light is a mysterious truth. When we see an object, we see it because of light. We're not actually able to see light. Light is invisible. It's a mysterious thing. If you tried to describe light, just go ahead and stop. I'm going to give you the definition of light in just a second. But you can't see light. Light is what makes objects visible. Light stimulates sight. It makes things to be seen. Without light, without something for light to shine upon, and for something to receive it, you can't see. But I'm telling you, you cannot see light. Now, to get to the very heart of the definition or the revelation of light, this is what I love right here. When God's Word makes something that's so plain, you say, that's it. That's the definition. We won't go any farther. I'm going to give you the definition of light. 1 John 1:5. "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." God is light. God is the very essence of light. How much light? All light, physical and spiritual. What we see naturally around us, or what we see spiritually in the heart, can only be attributed to Almighty God, who the Scripture says is light. Now, the Lord set forth in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." What does that mean? Well, He's the fountain from which all natural, intellectual, spiritual understanding proceeds. "He that followeth me," he that accompanies, believes, and trusts me. Not in his works, not in his will, not even in his own faith. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, in ignorance of the error of unbelief, but shall have the light of life. What does that mean? He shall have the light of life. That means he'll have Christ. That's what that means. He'll have the Lord, who is the light of this world. God is light. He said, as John 9:5, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Now listen to this. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, it's true that Christ is ever the light of the world. There's no evening with the Lord. There's no sunset with the Lord. The Son of Righteousness, as the Son of Righteousness, he never sets. He's the light. But here, he sets forth and means that while he was in this earth, on this earth, in the days of his humiliation, finishing the work of the Father in the redemption and salvation of his sheep, those days would come to an end. That is, I'm not going to be on this earth forever doing what I'm doing right now, redeeming my sheep. He did that one time, and then he left. This is what holds your place right there. Turn to Acts 1. This is what happened. I could just... What an amazing passage of Scripture. Acts 1, 8 and 9. The Lord talking to his disciples, and he's telling them, this is what's going to happen in just a few days. Now you just wait. You wait. Acts 1, 8 and 9. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, he was here for a while. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Meaning, I myself personally will be the one speaking, going around teaching, performing miracles. But then we have him revealing something to his disciples concerning their place and their calling. And not only of just them. He was teaching on the Sermon on the Mount here. And he was talking to some people. But not only them in particular, but to all of his people. Every believer. Every believer that's ever walked this earth. This is what the Lord says concerning them. Ye are the light of the world. Not that they're the source or the power of the light. But the Lord revealed to them that they would be the light bearers. That have that treasure in earthen vessels. You're the means of God's instruction and revelation to mankind. God is light. And Almighty God has given unto his people the message, a treasure, a teaching, an understanding, new heart of the gospel. And they manifest the light. And the Lord says concerning them and what they're doing is, you are the light of the world. He said, While I was in this world, I bore, set forth witness of myself, the light. While I was in the world, now you are. Now just think with me for just a minute. When the Lord was in this world, he said, that's what he said. He said, As long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. I'm the prophet. I'm the teacher. Now what did he teach concerning man's depravity? What did he teach? He's the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. What did he teach? Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You're like unto whitened sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful, but outward are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Now, did the Lord teach that there are in this world the natural inclination of the carnal heart of all men is that we're depraved. Did the Lord teach that? Is that what we teach? He set forth God's electing grace. This is what he taught. John 15:16. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And I ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you ask of my Father in my name, he may give it to you. Did he teach electing grace? Did the Lord teach that? Did the Lord say, you didn't choose me, I chose you? Is that not what we preach? Is that what we declare? What did the Lord teach as the light concerning particular redemption? What did the Lord teach? Now, I know what the world teaches. They said that the Lord Jesus Christ died for everybody. I know what they teach. What did the Lord teach? As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. Husbands, love your wife. I just quoted this a while ago. Love your wives. As Christ loved the church. As Christ loved the church. As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. What did the Lord teach? We are the light of the world now. Is that not our message? Is that not the revelation that we set forth concerning him who is the light? He preached irresistible grace. Irresistible grace in regeneration. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. Do we not herald the same truth? He spoke the message of the preservation of the saints. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never, never, never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Is that not the message that we preach concerning these vital issues of truth, concerning him who is the light? Well, as there are some in this world who are declared to be the light of the world, and every believer is said to be the light of the world, let's consider this question. How did they come to be the light? He said back in Matthew 5, ye are the light of the world. How did they get to be that? Did they make themselves that? Did they just create something, you know? Well, the scripture sets forth that God purposed and ordained to make them so. That's how they became light. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That's what he said also concerning Saul of Tarsus. He saved him on the road to Damascus. He sent him in there. He's blinded. He sent a preacher over to talk to him. And Ananias, the preacher, said, Lord, we've heard about him. And what does the Lord say concerning Saul of Tarsus? Go thy way, he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings, the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. For everyone that God has ordained to be a light in this world, every believer is a light. Every believer manifests, every believer. It's just, I can go back, you know, reference the first message. What's the evidence of them? Every believer is going to set forth the glory of God. They're faithful people. Christ redeemed them. The Spirit of God has taught them, regenerated them. And now the scripture sets forth Ephesians 5:2, walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Whenever the Lord's pleased to do so, the Spirit of God crosses their path with the gospel in power and mercy. God calls them out of darkness, gifts them, and teaches them. When that light shines in our heart, there's a knowledge of the presence and therefore the conviction of sin. But with that conviction, there's a knowledge of satisfaction by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's justice has been satisfied and the law has been honored. And I tell you what there is. There's a desire created within that new heart to walk in a consistent way as a light. And the scripture says, back in Matthew 5, you're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. A city set on a hillside, especially in the darkness of night. I remember one time I was driving. I was going from Central Louisiana, and I was driving to Tucson. And I left one morning real early. And by the time I got to El Paso, Texas, it was middle of the night. And I topped a hill out in that desert, and I looked down on El Paso, Texas. And I mean, it was just black, but right there, way, way over. Texas is a big place if you're driving across it. But out there in the middle of nowhere was just lights all over the place. I mean, just out there in the middle of a desert. He said concerning his people, you're the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill, set in this world, and it cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Whenever you're going to see something, and if there's light in the darkness, you can't help but see the light. If your eyes are healthy and you can, this is the church. You cannot help but see it. Now some see it with a thankful spirit unto the Lord. Some hate it and reject it and have no love for it. But I tell you this, it's not hidden. It can't be hid. You don't light a candle and put it under a bushel. Power goes out at the house in the middle of the night, and I'm telling you, buddy, everything gets black right now. What am I doing? Hang on. I know there's a lantern around here somewhere. Once I see it and turn it on, I can't help but see now. I can see. You don't light a candle and you put it under a bushel. You put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And then the Lord gives this exhortation. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works, the works of God's Spirit that is wrought in the heart of those that love Him. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. That is, that the Lord may be glorified for His mercy and compassion in the salvation of His people. No believer looks at himself or another believer and pats them on the back to talk to them about what a great job they're doing. That believer will be the first one to tell you, I am what I am by the grace of God. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, 14 to 16. Philippians 2, 14 to 16. Do all things without murmuring, disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. That's what the Apostle Paul was telling his son in the Lord. Do all things, Brother Henry Mahan wrote this, and I wanted to jot it down. This is a quote from Brother Henry. Do all things without murmuring or grumbling or finding fault with God or the brethren, that we might not be accused of hypocrisy or insincerity by those around us. What he's saying is this: don't treat others with insincerity or hatefulness or something, and be accused by men that say, "I thought they were a Christian." That's what he's saying. Shine before men as those who have been enlightened by God's Spirit, and take heed to set forth the gospel, the word of life, and let your conduct be such, as Paul was saying, that I may rejoice with you in the day of Christ's glory. The scripture has set forth that we shine. You are the light of the world. You are that which manifests the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shine as lights in this world to glorify the Lord of glory. Be as a cheering influence to those that know Him, and seek to warn and guide those who oppose themselves. I'm going to close with an illustration that I heard from Brother Henry, and I thought it was so good. It's not meant to be funny, but it almost has some humor to it. But it's so true. He said there was a ship captain that was out at night, and he was sailing, and he saw a light out there, and he sent a message, and he said, "Give way. I'm on course." And a message came back, and it said, "No, you give way." And the captain sent back a message, and he said, "This is Admiral Johnson." He said, "This is a battleship." He said, "You give way." And the message came back. The man said, "This is John Smith with the U.S. Coast Guard. This is a lighthouse. You give way. You're the light of the world. God has set us forth in this world to set forth the light Himself, to be a guide, to be a warning." That's what that lighthouse was. That's a guide and a warning. Don't come this way. There's rocks here. This is what we do. We set forth Him who is the light. May Almighty God bless to our understanding the message of Him who is the light, that has manifested the glory of God in the redemption and salvation of His people for His sake and for our eternal good. Amen. All right.